Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discussed the best ways to steal free samples at the food court, my 15-hour layover from hell, who deserves a Smelly Balls brand deal, and Gonzarella's big debut. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble.
GMTO.
GMKK.
GM2U2TO. And you just type GM, the number 2U T2O.
Totally. That's what I was going to say back to you, but
Totally.
Totally.
You ever miss Totally Takeout?
I do. And let me tell you about it. So Totally Takeout was this experience at Michigan State University where with your meal plan, you also got to like swing through a cafeteria and get a pre-made lunch or whatever.
I think they changed the name of it.
To what?
I don't know. It went through a few names when I was there as an employee.
You're telling me it's no longer Totally Takeout?
Totally Takeout.
What could it possibly be, man?
Where are you going to get your PB&J? What are those called?
I would always get like a turkey little sandwich situation.
Oh, yeah, because I forgot they made, you could DIY sandwiches the last year or so.
No. It was a pre-made turkey sandwich.
A pre-made turkey sandwich. Nothing sounds worse to me.
Nice and kind of...
like, you know, when you go to the airport...
The bread is a little moist.
And they got a pre-made turkey sandwich, but that's all the fucking choice you have to eat because you're in a hurry.
Well, you know what?
A wet croissant with wet lettuce.
Some of these places really be stepping their pussy up though, because I was in Chicago. I was in Chicago.
Oh, well, bitch, you are from Chicago.
Close. I had a layover in Chicago and it was delayed.
Totally layover.
It was totally delayed. I was supposed to be a 55-minute layover, and it was delayed for 15 hours.
Did you have to sleep there?
Well, at some point, they called it, and they said, head to customer services if you want to book a hotel. And the hotel would have been for a few hours. And I was like, girl.
I would have looked into the Amtrak, baby.
Well, I logged into my apps and I saw if I knew anyone local. And I said, hey, locals. And I made my way to Boys Town. Then I came back in time for my flight.
Not you and Boys Town with a roller bag.
No, I checked my bag. And let me say, it was a last minute decision to check my bag. And I have never been more grateful.
Oh. Well, God is good, they do say.
They do be saying that. No, but there's some reason I brought up... because I had a layover in my Chicago, and I found a delicious vegetarian option
quote unquote chicken. It was like a chick. It was quote chicken.
You know when it's
pad thai or something. I don't fucking know. But it was a experience that was delicious. And I thought, you know what? O'Hare did what other girls couldn't do at this point.
O'Hare don't care, you know?
O'Hare don't care.
Yeah.
O'Hare did care.
Was it chicken where it was like in air quotes and then like C-H-I-C-K apostrophe N?
No. They spelled it right. They quoted it though.
Okay. Yeah. So that's how you know these days that you got to look for.
Well, and then they also gave me a $10 meal vouchers.
What?
And in order to use these meal vouchers, I stepped up to the woman who checked me out with my quote unquote chicken. And I said, I have a meal voucher. And she goes, okay, read me the number. And it was literally like a 20-digit number that I had to read to her with a line behind me at the airport.
And well, that was the opportunity to show off your new eyes.
And
that
was
all reading them, calling out those numbers quick, bitch.
So then it didn't go through. And so I said, fuck it. And I just paid for it. And I thought, they really got me. Because not only did I not go get that hotel, and I also didn't use my meal voucher. So
you could save it for next time.
Nope. One day use.
Oh, whoa. So, no, I would have resold it. I would have went to someone at the back of the line and said, I'll give you this if you Venmo me
$6. I'll give you this.
If you Venmo me a 5 spot on the spot.
I don't know if you can do that. You know how they're always like, do not accept rides from people in the airport. I think they're also like, do not trans.
Who's giving rides at the airport?
You know when people are at the airport after the pick up your bag area and they're like, you need a ride? You need a ride? You need a ride?
Oh, I thought you meant the stupid people with the like golf carts at airports that just ride behind you with the beep, like beep. Beeping the whole time.
You know what? I'm not quick to move for the beep beep.
No, I wouldn't either.
I'm not. I just am not.
That reminds me of when we had the flight delayed during the slumber party tour. And we were stuck at LAX for so long. And then that woman brought out a full-size poodle and a jacket. And it was all, this should make your delay better. But it didn't.
I don't remember the poodle. I only remember, here's when it was you really know it's going to be bad.
De-stress poodle.
Girl, that's what they be calling me. Here's how when you know the flight is not coming anytime soon. They wheel out a cart of little fruit snacks and things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that same day that the poodle showed up, they gave us the mini-sized cans of Pringles. Well, like, that's going to fill me up.
I went on over there and I packed as much shit into my bag as I could. I said, fuck it. I am taking these Cheez-Its, even if I know I'm not
to Boys Town.
I packed my little bag as packed could be with fruit snacks, Cheez-Its, accoutrements, an apple, perhaps a banana or two, and a couple bottle waters.
That's very you at the bar anyway.
So then I made my way to Boys Town and I said, who's hungry? Dad is here.
I am hungry, very hungry.
So you know about Steamworks?
I was talking about it over the weekend with a friend, but I've never been in person.
Well, it's like a bathhouse for adults.
Are there bathhouses for babies?
Baby bathhouse? I'm sure. Like a sink is kind of a bathhouse for a baby.
It really is.
You know when people wash babies in sinks? I love that. I think, you know what? You found your spot.
That's what you have to do with babies when they're first babies.
I would be terrified of the garbage disposal.
You can't just put a baby in a hot tub the first day that they're born.
Good luck in there.
No, you have to get a little chair and you put it in the sink and then you spray the baby with the hose, the sink hose, you know? You know the sink hose? Do you know what I mean? The like sprayer?
You know, whenever I wash my feet in a sink, I think I'm just a little baby.
Why are you washing your feet in the sink?
Not the kitchen sink.
What, the bathroom sink? The toilet? The toilet?
Well, sometimes when you gotta get your feet clean real quick.
A little splish splash.
You don't want to get your whole body wet. Anyway, so what was
sit on the side of the tub.
I was thinking, oh my God. At this bathhouse that they have, what's it called?
A little spray.
Steamworks. Steamworks.
There's one here in like Berkeley, I think.
They have rooms that you can rent to get your groove on.
Oh, I've heard this from a friend too.
And I'm thinking, well, there's a Steamworks in Chicago. I wonder how cheap a room is. I'm only hanging out for a couple hours.
It's like $90 an hour.
Oh, is it $90
no,
an hour?
No, I honestly, I have no idea.
Oh, because I was going to be like,
It can't be that much. How much can it cost to sleep on plastic sheets? I'm sure they had a sex swing you could have rested your ankles in.
Oh, that would be nice. I just check in and I'm like, I'm just here for a few hours to relax. They do.
You've got your feet up in the sex swing and you're eating Cheez-Its.
I'm eating my Cheez-Its. I'm cheering people on. I'm giving people tips and pointers. They do have a gym section in there.
Really?
It's really, you know, it's giving you more than staying at like a fucking hotel motel Holiday Inn.
Yeah, but especially by an airport, those hotels are very rarely any good.
So, anyway.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch & Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
Did you ever make it to Michigan to hang out with Queen Jackie?
I made it to Michigan. I did.
Oh, well, God bless. Did you have fun?
I did.
Was it Great Lakes, Great Times?
It was.
Did you?
It was.
Go on. Give me nothing.
It was a Christmas in July spectacular.
Oh, yeah. My mom wants to know, did she put up all those Christmas decorations just to take them down the next weekend?
I'm sure they're still up.
I said, what else does she have to do? She's retired.
Oh my God, I thought you were going to call her a slur. She's I was like, tired. Corey, Korea. She is retired.
Yes, that's what I said.
She is. We went grocery shopping and she was respectful of my vegetarian status.
Oh, did she make manicotti?
She made manicotti for Christmas.
Did you?
We went shopping for Christmas gifts in July, which is actually kind of fun. because you don't have to deal with all of the Christmas hubbub. You get to just shop, and, you know, between you and your credit card, it's for Christmas.
I hope you got to put on some Christmas jingles, though.
You know what? I don't think we did. We had Pentatonix's Christmas album on, and it got paused because it was too disruptive.
Which one?
I don't know.
There's far God too many fa-la-las.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, I think.
Far, far too many fa-la-las.
Those gentlemen had to rest a little bit more because there was too many fa-la-las and not enough malalas. Malala? Malala did not come to Christmas.
Did you get all the gifts you wanted?
Yes.
Did you get any Animal Crossing presents?
No, but when
did
I
you
was,
talk to your brother was, about how his favorite Animal Crossing character is Celeste?
No. His favorite, His favorite, he likes a video game called Celeste.
No, one of your siblings that's tweeted true. At me and said that they love Celeste on Animal Crossing.
Oh, well, then maybe it was that. I don't know. But while I was in GameStop buying a gift card for one of my nephews, I did purchase a Tom Nook shirt.
I like the shirt you had with all the like the grid of the faces.
Me too, but it's too big. So order a size down.
Okay, thank you for letting me know. Can I turn it into a crop top?
You can, but you would be cutting off at least two rows of critters.
You don't know how long my torso is, bitch. It's lengthy. Speaking of
Yeah. Oh my
Did
gosh.
You hear?
No, I've got something else to say. So there I was in Michigan. We were grocery shopping.
Mm-hmm.
We swung through Sam's Club.
Yeah.
Perhaps Costco. I don't know the difference, really.
It's Sam's Club where we're from. Who's Sam?
I don't know, but I would like to know him. He put an end to the reason Sam's Club is even in business.
Free samples can't happen during COVID, Tyler.
I'm aware. So, like, what am I to do?
Wait in the car.
I should have. Because here I was thinking I'm going into Sam's Club, replenishing my caloric intake for all of the activity that I'll be doing. So it's going to be worth walking around Sam's Club, expending that energy. But no, I'm in Sam's Club, expending the energy, but not replenishing. So it was really I fucked it up.
Do they have a lot of veggie option samples anyway?
You know...
Or is it all, come get this slice of roast beef?
I don't know. I don't remember.
I mean, you'd really struggle in the... I wonder if the basement of the Westfield Mall here still has
I have
samples.
Struggled in the basement of the Westfield Mall.
I know, but you love to do a lap there and get one of every treat. But I mean, it's COVID time, so they're still... They probably don't even got nothing for you either.
The idea of walking up to Charlie's Sandwiches and they have a cut up... turkey, bacon ranch, hoagie.
And it's on a little toothpick, but it's like a big chunk.
And I have to be all like, now what's this? should
I try this?
Corey, try this. I think you're going to like this.
You're like, try this, and I'm already at the front of the line paying for the sandwich that I ordered.
This is good. Now, which one is this? Which
speaking
one?
Of,
you know what? I'm going to look around and see what else, but I might be back for this. Thank you.
And then you eat.
I'm going to take one to go.
You take the tray. I bet if you slap the tray out of her hand and they all fall on the floor, you could eat the whole thing.
Yeah, because she's not going to pick them up and put them back on the tray. So what are they going to do down there?
It's like, and if you're prepared, you could really get a handful during the 5-second rule.
Absolutely.
You got to watch out for the toothpicks.
Or I lay down a tarp and then I hit her.
Yeah.
I smack them out of her hand and then I take the tarp and
what
run.
What if you try a like, hey, look over there. And then you snatch the tray of sandwiches from her while she's looking over there. And then you just run. She's not probably doesn't got a firm grip on that tray.
Well, no, because she's also wearing her like probably plastic gloves or something, you know?
Yeah, very slippery.
Slippy. No, I like the tarp situation, so I can really run to the Muni.
What is she gonna? Is it gonna be like a Christmas tree skirt with a hole for her ankles?
What? What?
Like, you don't think she's going to see you like a tarp down underneath her?
Oh, well.
That's why I said you got to do a Christmas tree skirt moment, you know, like, because there's a hole in the middle and you just wrap it around.
Wrap it around what? Me?
Her.
Oh.
Then you don't have to be all, oh, please step onto my tarp.
I think actually I wear the Christmas tree tarp and then I hug her, but roughly. But nice and nice, because she likes it nice. But kind of like I trip a little and the tray falls and I have my arms outstretched and the what? Samples fall into my Christmas tree squirt.
What about like a baggy sweatpants where the waist comes way out?
It's like a clown?
Yeah, and you bump into her and that catches the sandwiches.
So they fall down and they're caught in my ankles, like at my ankles at the bottom of the pant. Okay.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, then you could just really run. You get out of there quick.
Well, yeah, I think so.
Is this going to be your comeback video for YouTube?
Me stealing free samples as a client?
Tyler Oakley pranks?
No, you know I hate a prank. I hate pranks.
A prank is just a skit in disguise.
A prank is just a skit that you haven't organized ahead of time with the other participants.
No, every prank I see on social media is organized ahead of time with the participants.
I can't handle people.
They just pretend that they're not.
I can't handle people who don't know when things are not real.
Oh, honey, you and I have that in common.
It's like...
My pet peeve, someone showing me a TikTok of a prank when everyone in it's in on it. I don't have time for that.
Neither do I.
Hey.
Hi.
Speaking of other things I don't have time for.
Go on.
What would you like to talk about?
Oh, well, you know what I want to talk about? I watched a movie last night. Okay.
Oh, God. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I watched
the
movie last night.
Was it the Camila Cabello Cinderella trailer?
Hell no. Camila Cabello, hell no.
Cabell, hell no.
No, when they started doing Rhythm Nation, it was it for me.
So you didn't last long enough to see that James Corden's in it too?
I saw that. And I understand everyone hates James Corden.
I don't hate him. I just think he's... a bit much sometimes.
Well, you don't want your actors to be a bit little sometimes.
Sometimes you want a little role.
I would kill for a little role. Me going up to the free sample lady in Sam's. Do you have any little roles?
No.
She's like, no, but you do.
And you're all drag me.
Drag me, slay me.
What is that?
It's
read
Katie
me.
It's Katy Perry, me. I think.
No.
Yes, mama.
Read me.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So I saw a movie last night called Vegas in Space.
And did they go to Space Vegas?
They did. And? They did. They did. It's a lot more complicated than it is.
So our Vegas is in space or space is in Vegas?
The title is wrong. The title should not be called Vegas in Space. It should be called
Vegas, baby.
It should be called Drag Queens in Space or something, or Space Queens or something. It was like, it
well,
was,
can you tweet the writer?
It was like from the 70s or something. Vegas in Space movie. 1991. Well, it was giving me old movie. Anyway, so it's all these drag queens in space on a planet called Vegas, I think. And it was like Vegas themed planet or something. I don't know, an entertainment, you know. Anyway, it was really fun. And I thought this movie's like good and could be remade with famous queens today, and I think it would be incredible. So
you
like,
should produce it.
That's what I'm waking up thinking about doing.
That's so, what's on your itinerary for later today.
Yeah, it was. I think you need to give it a look, give it a gander. What's, oh my god! I just googled Vegas in Space. I just googled Vegas in Space, and here's Sasha Velour presenting Vegas in Space. Maybe she's like doing that. Or maybe she just intro'd the movie once. Who knows?
In the 90s?
I don't know. It was a fun flick.
Would you, how many stars? What was it on? Do you rate your movies?
You can watch it on Amazon Prime Video.
I've got that. I have that. That one I've got.
I would recommend being stoned.
Well, if you talk to me after 4 p.m., highly likely.
Highly.
Highly likely.
How was your Christmas in July, Corey? Did you do anything?
Oh, what did I do? Well, oh, guess what, bitch?
What?
I just had my 420th day of running in a row. 420.
Okay, so what?
That's it.
Did you do the whole run high?
No, I didn't.
You
should have.
Why don't you love fun?
I've never run high. You know that. Everyone tells me, give it a whirl.
Give it a whirl. I would be deathly afraid of twisting my ankle, but like, give it a whirl. Daddy, watch me whirl.
I had that. I went on a boat ride this weekend. Oh, no. Guess what? Oh, no.
What?
So there we were riding a boat in the bay. It was a sailboat.
No.
Yeah, a sailboat.
Oh, I'm trying to preemptively know when I'm supposed to say no.
Well, and we were like, oh my God, look, a turtle.
No.
Yep. And it wasn't a turtle, but guess what it was?
A tortoise?
No.
Because you know, people don't know the difference.
I certainly wouldn't. It wasn't a turtle.
Was it a...
It was very sad.
Oh, hold on. I'm going to love this. Was it a turtle shell? Like it had been massacred?
No, it looked like a turtle. Then the closer we got, we thought, oh no, that's not a turtle.
Was what looks like a turtle but isn't?
Yeah. Well, we were like, look, a turtle. And then we were like, oh no, I think that's seaweed. And then we were like, oh no. Are you ready?
What was it? What was it?
It was just a dead cat. And it was like,
did it have a shell?
No, it was like, it looked like it had those stripes that made it look like a shell. And also like, we just weren't expecting to see like a domestic cat because it was like way out in the water. And I thought, how'd you get way out here looking like that? And
look at that cat.
You know, that's a Dolly Parton song.
What you gonna do with all that dead cat?
Looking
all
like that cat with your painted on jeans and your painted on jeans.
What? Okay, so
you don't know that Dolly Parton song? You're a fake fan.
Did you eat it?
No. Oh my god, we all screamed because it was as if like, I don't know, it had to have fallen off of someone's boat. It just didn't make sense being where it was. I thought, how'd you get out here looking like that?
All that ass inside them jeans. I'm going to make you work.
No. So we rode on a sailboat in the bay for a few hours. And that was the only downfall was that cat moment. And only like a few of us saw it. And then we went and got off the boat.
Y'all are crazy.
Did I just hear a laugh in your background?
I didn't hear it. Did you?
I heard someone go, No. It sounded like Nick trying out his new laugh, if I'm being honest.
Here's what I did this weekend. I went out dancing. You may have heard a dog bark.
Yeah, I think it was a dog bark.
I went out dancing and oh my gosh, I am still tired. It's been two days.
What's sore? Feet, ankle, calves, quads, my knees,
legs,
hips,
my
lower
heart,
back.
My I just saw Troy post on his story this morning about listening to Trixie Mattel call her hole her shit slit. And now I can't stop thinking about shit slit.
Show me your shit slit.
If anybody ever said that to me,
you should.
I would show them.
You should update your Grindr profile.
So what?
I almost said profile.
Oh.
Update your Grindr profile. So it says slit. So it says slide into my shit slit.
Slide into my shit slit if you're looking for some mussy.
If you're looking for that good. Hey, I saw you interacting with a brand on Twitter this
impossible
last week.
Impossible was and, it impossible burgers
no they said they were looking for YouTubers to do a brand deal with if anyone had smelly balls.
I said, well, I quote tweeted it and I said they've got some
girls
stinky,
gotta do what a girl's gotta do.
Stinky talking points, but somebody's gotta say them.
So if you had to tag a few YouTubers with smelly balls, could you
or would you? Yeah, I probably could. I should have applied to it with who I think would be a good candidate. That would have been funny.
Yeah.
So who are we thinking? Probably any straight YouTuber.
No, I was talking about this with my friend and I said, well, you know, Bethany Frankel loves to make jokes about having balls. That's her whole sense of humor. Oh, yeah. She loves to be like, my balls are bigger than his.
Oh, my God.
So I thought, I guess I'll tag Bethany Frankel.
Oh, God.
She loves a fart joke, though. So you don't even know who Bethany Frankel is.
She's skinny girl.
Although I did, and I also saw you tweeted something where somebody called you Dorinda Medley, and I laughed really hard because I definitely didn't think you knew who Dorinda was.
I have no clue what you're talking about.
And I had never, I
don't
never
think
thought
I did
it
retweet that.
Yeah. It was a grid tweet of people making fun of you in that picture with Lady Gaga. And they were like, Dorinda is a real fan. And I just laughed and laughed. Yeah. I love to laugh.
I guess. No, she's not.
I love to laugh.
You're so stupid.
I just love to laugh.
Is that it, Corey? Is that all?
No, I had more other talking.
What else would you like to talk about? Because we are out of time.
Did you hear about that big dick nose gonzo Muppet baby?
Something about this. You know, we've always wondered, would you bottom for Gonzo's nose? Well, now Gonzo is what? In drag?
I don't know if Gonzo's in drag. I don't know if Gonzo identifies as non-binary.
I didn't see any of this. All I saw was like Gonzo in a dress is what's going on.
Gonzo wanted to go to the ball.
Gonzarella.
As Cinderella, and Gonzo wanted to wear a dress, and
Gonzo said, fuck Camila Cabello.
Gonzo said,
there can only be one.
Gonzo said, fuck me with my nose, but also fuck gender roles.
Gonzo said, fuck James Corden.
And then Gonzo put on a dress and Gonzo went to prom. And that's all I wanted to say, because you know we've always been big fans of the Gonzo here at Psychobabble.
That's true.
And that's how Sue sees it.
That's true.
Oh, I can't believe we're all out of time now.
Is there anything else you wanted to discuss? I don't even know what we talked about. Something about Gonzo
well,
in space.
I've got, well, listen, baby, boy, did we talk about the things today.
Well, you know what? You're right. And I hope you all enjoy. Corey, where can people find us?
You can find me at the ball with Gonzo saying fuck gender roles and also looking for YouTubers with smelly balls at the ball.
Smelly balls.
Hey, you know what I love? A Christmas tradition that we didn't do this Christmas in July was watch this Christmas balls prank. You know about Christmas balls? Christmas balls. I'm going to put it... I am going to put it on our Discord.
You know warm Christmas cookies.
Yeah, what is warm Christmas cookies? Warm Christmas cookies. What is that?
It's a very niche YouTube video that you and I used to enjoy. There's no way that person didn't take it down.
Somebody with my name?
No.
I think it is somebody with the name Tyler.
Is it?
I think so.
There's an instrument that's the first part of their YouTube handle.
I don't know.
And it's this instrument.
It's this instrument.
You're not even looking at
me. I'm putting something in the Discord and I'm saying this is for Corey in reference to today's recording.
I'll look for warm Christmas cookies and if I find it, I'll post it there too.
Thank you. Okay. Everyone on the Discord, if you want to see Christmas balls.
Well, Tyler, where can people find you?
You can find me in the Funny Internet Stuff channel on our Discord posting about Christmas balls.
Cool.
If you'd like to join us, please do. Everyone that's a Patreon supporter gets access to our Discord and we would love to see you over there. That's all.
All right. Later.
Oh my gosh, we didn't even talk about Ariana Grande in Fortnite.
Well, bitch, I guess there's always next week.
Remind me next week because I have things to say. Okay.
Yeah, I'm putting it on my list right now.
God bless.
All right, love you later. Bye.
Love you later. Bye.